Well, it was at 17 unanswered points and then 32. I think, well, two things. We weren't very accurate today, and full credit for Bedford. We let them off the hook three or four times and they made us pay for it. You know, one, an intercept and a turnover. You know, in some ways we contributed to every point on the day. Yeah. And, you know, but we had to sort of tough that out. And we didn't play very well. We lost the shape a little bit. And we probably underestimated, you know, some just how influential that slope was sometimes, and we played a lot of 9-10s when we should have engaged the forwards more, and we just talked in there and say, look, we can never let our standards slip. We know we're capable of playing some really good stuff, but we've got to make sure that we start from the same point every day and start from the beginning and build in and earn it. I just think today we went wide too early and paid the penalty with the turnovers and intercepts. So it's nice to learn lessons sometimes on the back of a win, because they don't normally follow that way. And I think in a different situation, I don't think we'd have got out of jail like we did today.
What did you say at half-time?
We were really clinical at half-time and said, look, there was nothing that we could say about the first half which was going to help the second half. So there was no point sounding off about it. It was like, well, we've got to better dump the first half and we've got to better talk about what can influence the second half. There's a danger to rant and rave about the first half, but it's got nothing to do, because you turn around on that slope and you change all your plays that you make and everything else. So we were pretty calm in there, and you know, they knew what they put themselves up against, and they just had to go and make sure that they did it.
You talk about learning something new every week, so they will have learned a fair bit today.
Well, I think we learned a bit about ourselves today. One is we can't take the foot off the gas in terms of our own standards. And that wasn't near our own standards. And two is, when you're in a hole, you've got to be able to rely on everyone around you. And I think we proved that we could. So, you know, it's always a positive. And even if we lost that, you know, we still got to learn from what we find out about each other when we're in those tough corners. Bench came on and impacted crucially. We were under pressure with a yellow card. And, you know, so there's lots of things in there. We just gave ourselves a horrendous start. You know, if we didn't give ourselves that, we'd be talking about 32-3. And I don't think that would have been as much an issue.
What did you think of the refereeing of the scrums today?
That sounds like you've just walked me over a landmine. I find it difficult when we've got a good scrum contest and we've got a good scrum, that we end up with we seem to be on the end of a high number of technical elements. Now, I know they'll defend themselves, but I don't understand why we would do that. They're looser and they're tighter. Went to their knees about seven times in the second half, not one penalty. Yet we had three in straight succession in the first half for our tighter going to his knees. And I just find that difficult. I don't think it's been applied fairly. I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right, but I don't think it's been applied fairly. And when we get a straight scrum contest, we look pretty good. Yeah, we're having to spend a lot of time getting through penalties before we get to it.
The break next week, you've got a week off, so what are you going to do with some of the guys? Get a rest this week?
Yeah, there's a few, a bit mixed really. There's a few guys on rest, a few guys got some work to do. A bit easier resting without sort of nasty thoughts jumping around with a loss, so we'll just take the breather. We always had this scheduled for a breather, and we'll take it and, you know, come back and start focusing on what I'm moving forward.